and I'm very pleased to announce that the demolition will begin tomorrow.
Mayor Byron Brown and other officials were outside the remaining Shoreline Apartments Wednesday to announce the vacant complex is finally coming down. Demolition will begin Thursday and last until about Memorial Day. Crews will then build a 166-unit mixed-income housing complex. The news comes after a tumultuous delay for the complex's owner, North Star Development, which Brown acknowledged.
I know that this was not always pleasant for the community or for us. We did put a lot of pressure on North Star. They always answered our calls, and I think this is going to be a project of affordable housing that will be very beneficial to the residents of the city of Buffalo.
While the company tore down some of the nearly 50-year-old complex and built 48 new units a couple years ago, these remaining apartments have been vacant since 2017. They've since become dilapidated and home to vagrants. There's even been two fires there in just the last 2 weeks. The delay stemmed from a lawsuit filed by the complex's last tenant and a local preservationist. However, the lawsuit was dismissed last month, allowing the $34 million project to secure funding from the state's Housing Renewal Authority. North Star Senior Vice President Linda Goodman says the company is relieved.
I've been working on this project for about the 10 of the 20 years that I've been with North Star in Buffalo, and we are very excited that we can start moving forward today.
Construction is expected to take about 2 years. North Star says former Shoreline tenants can reapply to live in the new complex. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.